twice a year in this city, you get a very large crowd gathering, either at Eden or at what is now called the Generali Arena, which used to be called Lechner Arena, when of course Sparta played Slavia, the great football derby within the city. Plenty of police, helicopters overhead, etc. And just as those crowds get excited, it is generally very easy to get caught up in the excitement of being part of a large crowd. But those of you who have been to football matches or soccer matches in the American present, the crowds can be very fickle. One moment chanting the praise of the team, the striker or the manager, then of course they go 3-0 down and start chanting, "What a load of rubbish," etc. And of course get teased by the opposition supporters saying, "You're not singing anymore," etc. Just as you get that in football matches, there was a similar excitement in the crowds that welcomed Jesus as he rode into Jerusalem that first Palm Sunday. Because in advance of the Feast of the Passover, which was being celebrated in Jerusalem, pilgrims would come to the city, and I'm told the population could be boosted 6 times over than it would normally be. Imagine this city, Prague, 1.3 million people, its population usually said, multiply that by 6, you get nearly 8 million. I'm sure that sometimes some of us who live here feel that the number of tourists is like that, but yes. And of course, the crowds were excited. As we heard in the Gospel reading, as we sang in both of our first 2 hymns, they laid palm branches and cloaks and shouted like the football crowd, "Hosanna," shouted praise, or save us now. Shouting to the Son of David, the King, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." One coming in God's name, God's divine King. That's what the crowd was saying as Jesus rode in to Jerusalem that first Palm Sunday. It's a little on the lines of what David actually was just saying to children. The fickleness of crowds, this is what I mentioned, football crowds. I often wonder how many of the crowds who shouted Hosanna that first Palm Sunday were also in the crowd a few days later and were shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him." Quite a few, I would suggest. It is, of course, so easy to go along with the crowd, to do what everyone else is doing, to say what everybody else is saying, to stick out like sore thumbs. But my challenge for all of you who come to worship this morning is to stand out and be different as we enter this holy week. Stand up for what you believe in. It is, and it will not, and I invite you to resist the invitation to the social event on Thursday evening and say, "No, I want to be in church to mark Maundy Thursday." To reject the invitation for the Easter weekend out in the Bohemian countryside in the Havel or the Halupa, but instead, "No, I want to come to worship." Because sometimes standing up for what we say we believe, being different from the crowd, is costly. But compared, of course, to what Jesus has done. What's the cost of the cross? What did he do? That wonderful passage from Philippians we had as that reading, New Testament reading. He emptied himself, took the form of a servant, from the prophecy of Isaiah, gave his back to the slain, and back to Philippians. Suffered death, the death on the cross. This Palm Sunday, shout Hosanna, sing Hosanna as we have to the Son of David, but to determined not to be fickle, like the Jerusalem crowd or the football crowd, but instead be true to what we say we believe, and show it by what we say and what we do, even though it may make us unpopular and may for us be costly. Walk with Jesus is the way of the cross. And start to do that by really seeking to observe this holiness. I'm going to use an illustration that I know I used last year, I've certainly used it here before now. What you get being a minister for 25 years, you repeat yourself sometimes. I like to liken the holy week to the various courses of a special meal. And by doing that, I would like to say that Palm Sunday is the hors d'oeuvre, and we're here for the hors d'oeuvre today. And Easter Day, of course, is the dessert. Well, of course, in many, many English, the desert. You may have noticed that before now. I would wonder whether to order Gobi, Kalahari, or Sahara. But of course, most people love the desserts. And I can assure you that we usually have our biggest congregation here on Easter Day. There was an email from an American even this morning in my inbox asking what time the service would be. They can't give you part on Easter Day to join us. But in between now and Easter Day is Maundy Thursday and Good Friday. Which I would suggest in my picture of the menu and the various courses is the main course. And when I was a boy, many years ago now, growing up, I was not allowed my dessert, where I grew up, until I had eaten my vegetables. Yes, my mother was quite strict. And I strongly encourage you to say, yes, be here on Easter Day, but first mark Maundy Thursday and Good Friday, which I would suggest is the main course. Eating the vegetables is going to excuse my picture. Yes, this Holy Week, walk the way of the cross with Jesus, first of all, to his death, and mark it on Good Friday evening, as David said, and Jack's going to lead a reflection on the cross of Christ. And then, he's much more able to be able to celebrate with great joy his resurrection on Easter Day. So I invite you to come on this walk, this journey of faith, this Holy Week, from Palm Sunday through Maundy Thursday, Good Friday. In the name of God, the Son, and Holy Spirit.